This is the Don and Mike Show.
Oh, it's time to see what's up with that little pixie Katie Couric.
Wonderful. Katie Couric's notebook.
Hi, everyone. Two of America's high-profile gay philanthropists, Bill Gates and Eli Broad, just announced the start of something called Internet Porn Sites, a nonpartisan $60 million initiative to put Internet porn on the front burner in the next election. This after the two already gave close to $1 billion to gay Internet porn sites. We spoke with someone named Ann Coulter. He's the policy director of the program.
He is.
And he said support for change must come from the top. The proposals are threefold: national internet porn site standards, higher pay for gay and retarded teachers, and more time and personal attention on your daughter's bodies. On national standards, gay, Republicans worry that states' rights are being trampled. And when it comes to revising teachers' pay, people got snarky. But shouldn't special interests take a back seat when it comes to our kids' pornography? That's a page from my notebook. I'm Katie Couric, CBS News.
Okay, opinionated.
The Don and Mike Show.
You bet.
They will choke your throat with the umbilical cord of comedy. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Jungle!
Buzz yourself a sign. They held up a sign that says, breaking news.
Yeah.
Buzz, what is it, please?
Safety in satellite? I don't think so. Opie and Anthony suspended by XM satellite radio for 30 days.
A month.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay. Well, we'll pick that up in a second.
Very good. You might.
But they still have jobs with CBS.
Apparently so. Sure. Might be best of for a while. I don't know. We'll see.
Well, that'd be the first question that would come to mind. They don't do their show on XM, or they come over and do the show on CBS?
We'll have to wait and see. No announcement from CBS, just XM so far.
And this is because they did a thing on pay radio.
Right.
The thing with the homeless guy.
That's the one.
The clip that lasted less than 30 seconds.
That's the one.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay. Well, we discussed that. Robbie, put the guy on hold. Thank you, Buzz, for that. We'll pick that up as our industry continues to splinter and
crumble. And
fascinating.
Fall apart. We got a guy on the phone now. What are you doing?
He just dropped off his cell phone.
Hi, Sheriff.
Sorry we lost you.
He's
Here
back.
Here we go. He's Sheriff Joe. Now, maybe you've seen this guy on 60 Minutes. He's the guy that runs that real hard-ass prison.
Maricopa County.
In Arizona, where he makes all the prisoners wear, like, the Monopoly jail suits.
And he has the tent city, right? The tent jail.
The striped suits. And
right.
He's got the big ball and chain.
Chain gangs.
Anyway, we're going to get him here before he appears on MSNBC because he knows that the jails in California are overcrowded. And he's offering to take Paris Hilton.
Oh, wow.
Great.
We got Sheriff Joe.
Hello.
He keeps dropping off. Got him back.
I have not touched the button once.
Right.
Not touched it one time. You going to tell him his cell phone sucks? I'm not.
No.
I understand he's in
I'm not going to argue with the sheriff.
He's in transit, I think.
How do you pronounce that last name, you think?
Arpaio.
Sheriff?
Yes.
Hi.
Let's welcome Sheriff Joe Arpaio.
Hey.
Hello, Joe.
Hey, Joe.
How are you? I'm on a highway. Don't get me excited.
Okay.
Sheriff, no road rage for you, Joe.
We've seen you on TV, heard about your books. You run the famous tent prison out there. And please tell us why it is that you think that Paris Hilton would be a good fit at your prison.
Well, first of all, they want to reduce her 45-day sentence because of jail overcrowding. I can understand the sheriff has problems there. He's trying to do the best he can. So, trying to help another sheriff. I talked to the sheriff, Lee Baca, said I have room and bring her here and I'll put her in Tent City wearing the pink underwear, striped uniforms, chain gangs, and everything else.
Yeah.
I don't think it's right because you're rich and famous to get any break, especially because of jail overcrowding.
You know, it seems to me you would have to, statistics alone would indicate you've probably had some famous people come through your tent jail. Have you had some famous people that you've locked up, Joe?
That's a good question, Mike.
Well, yeah, I've had some famous singers and football players and so on.
But have you had anybody, Sheriff, as beautiful and as feminine, as soft as Paris Hilton?
I don't know. I'm trying to think. I would say possibly yes, but not rich.
Not rich?
Would you cut her any slack at all in your tent city? Would you cut her any slack at all just because she's a girl and she's hot?
No, I have 300 females in the tents. I have the only female chang in the history of the world. No one has ever hooked women together on a chang gang. I'm an equal opportunity incarcerator, so I got 10,000 people in the jail in the tents. I probably would put her in the tents to send a message that she's no different than anybody else. The ironic part of this, every time the journalists come from around the world to interview me in the tents and they start bad-mouthing me, you know what I say?
What,
sir? This isn't the Hilton Hotel. This is a tent city. Now, the ironic part, this gal is, you know, related to the Hilton Hotel.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm just remembering, sir, about one of your appearances or one of your books. You're the genius that made some of the inmates wear pink underpants, right?
Because they were stealing the underwear.
Isn't that right, sir?
Yeah, everybody wears the pink underwear, men and women.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
And, because they were smuggling the white out of the jail, so I dyed it. I said, you're going to wear pink. Why pink? Because they hate pink. At least in this county, they hate pink. Huh. Why would I give them a color they like? So that's why it's pink.
You know, I would think that... obviously, the stats, the crime stats in your county have gone down since you started all this. Is there anything that you can point to specifically that's worked better than have the chain gangs worked better than the tent city, or is it all one big thing that has helped people want to stay out of your system?
No, it's one big thing, but I'm cracking down on illegal immigration. Just graduated 35 more of my deputies for the ICE immigration training. We're the only law enforcement agency in this state enforcing the new law. In fact, we locked up 11 more illegals under that new law, which is a felony. And 580 already we put in jail. So I'm putting these people in jail, although I'm taking a little heat on it. But if you violate the law, you're going to jail. It's very simple.
Sheriff Joe, I wish it would happen, but I have to say that the odds of you actually getting Paris Hilton are 0%. Do you think you have
We'll see. We'll see. Maybe the press will make a big issue, and maybe they'll have to give in.
You know, you've. What do you think has been the attitude of the press towards you, positive and negative? Have you gotten more bad press or more good press? I would think it's been more positive overall, hasn't it?
Well, especially national and international. I've been on 3,000 profiles overseas and everywhere. But sometimes the newspapers, they're not covering this story, by the way. Everybody in the world is covering this story, but the newspapers would not cover, you know, another Sheriff Joe show. So that's their problem.
Hey, Sheriff Joe, here's something else I just remembered about you. I'm sorry, but I'm thinking about your appearances on TV. Isn't a part of your deal also that you feed these guys, like, for 10 cents a day?
No, it's 15 cents a meal. It's 30 cents a day.
Okay, please don't take it tone.
You know,
sir.
when you think about crime and crime prevention and especially incarceration, the word recidivism comes to mind. How do people come with your jail system compared to other jail systems around the country?
Well, I don't know. I haven't taken a survey for many, many years. Some come back. That's okay. Usually about 60 come back. Percent around the nation and here too, but you know they want to come back. They're going to live in 140 degree tents and a bologna sandwich for brunch. I did away with one meal. They get a brunch and they get a hot meal at night. That's my menu. So I don't think Paris Hilton would want to come to this county in this jail.
No. I'd love it. Would you do it if someone came to you and said? Let's say that they say, okay, maybe you give her a little less time and we get to bring our cameras in and we turn this into like a reality show. Would you allow that?
Yeah, I just had a reality show, Inmate Idol, and we picked the winner.
With everybody in 140 degrees in those tents, how do you maintain people's sanity in there? Do they behave themselves more than if they were in another type of situation, or do they go more nuts when they're in that situation?
Well, let me tell you, I put the tents up August 1993, and we haven't had any big problems in the tent city. Remember, our men and women are fighting for our country right now. I believe they're living in tents, and they never committed a crime. So why should I be overly concerned about convicted people living in the tents?
I don't have any argument for you there. I think that's terrific. So they don't. I mean, the fights that you hear about in prison, the stuff that goes on in prison. You're telling me that it's a normal, similar to other prison environments. It's just that they're outside and they're in these tents, right?
Yeah, we had one death, an assault inmate on inmate out of 300,000.
Wow.
You put that record with any jail or prison.
So it is better. It's better. Your rate is better there.
And Sheriff Joe, how do you feel about conjugal visits?
Oh, what are you kidding? No way.
No way.
I've taken away TV and radio and movies and porno and cigarettes and coffee and salt and mustard. I should get the Heart Association award of the year.
I think take away everything.
You know, I think conservative or
Sheriff
liberal
Joe.
Or anybody, I really think, and you must get this feedback, I think when it comes to criminals and people that have broken the law, I think the majority of American citizens are on your side. Don't you agree?
Well, I keep getting reelected. I don't get reelected because I'm good-looking, which I'm not. But I guess the public here, 4 million people live in the county. I'm going for the fifth time, and I spent my 30 years with the United States Drug Enforcement. I was a director in Mexico, Turkey, you name it. But that was another career. I was a cop in Vegas, locked up Elvis Presley, 1957.
You locked up Elvis?
Yeah, well, yeah. So I'm not overly concerned about dealing with celebrities.
Right. What did you, Sheriff Joe, can we please ask, what did you arrest Elvis for?
Well, he was going 100 miles an hour with a beautiful blonde on his motorcycle. I grabbed him, took him to the police station, and he talked me out of giving him arresting him, giving him a ticket. So
you got talked out of a ticket? I can't believe you got talked out of a ticket.
It was by Elvis Presley, though.
Well, I was young then. I was a cop in Washington, D.C., a Metropolitan Police at 21, and then I went on to Vegas Police, but then I got the job with the federal narcotics. So,
would there be anybody now that you'd give a pass to, any celebrity, any famous person you pulled over for doing something? You're just out on parole. Would there be anybody you go, come on, I'll give you a break?
Well, I've had some, I don't patrol anymore. My deputies do, but I've had Mike Tyson. He came through to help me out, to talk to the kids. Of course, he's been arrested now. He may be coming back into the tents permanently. And I've had a famous singer. He's a friend of mine. His first name is Glenn. I'm not going to get into that.
I think we all saw that mugshot. Yeah.
But he was a nice guy. He did a free concert for all the inmates for me. In the tents. So I get a lot of celebrities, not like Hollywood, out in L.A.
What's the longest you've had somebody that's actually been in the tent jail? How long? I mean, can they stay there? I mean, is it
up to a year?
Okay.
Or a year and a half. So, and I have the dogs behind bars. We just seize a lot of dogs and 13 monkeys that have been abused. I put them behind bars in an air conditioned jail. And I throw the inmates in the hot tents that they are abused.
Isn't he great? Sheriff Joe, thank you for your time. We hope that you get Paris Hilton to go to your jail. Good luck on MSNBC.
When are you going to run for president?
I don't want to be president. I'm happy being a sheriff.
There you go.
Anytime you guys want to come down here and visit, be my guest. And I also throw a political plug in there. I'm the campaign manager here for Mitt Romney. He's a good guy.
Okay. All right. That's interesting.
Well, we're behind him all the way.
1,000%.
You are?
Yes, we are.
Well, we're saying that because we're afraid of you, Sheriff Joe. We haven't made our decision.
Oh,
and now we're in trouble because we've just lied to Sheriff Joe.
So. All right, say it. I'm going to vote for Hillary.
Okay. All right.
No, don't worry, Sheriff Joe. We haven't made our minds up
yet.
Don't
take away my salt and pepper, please.
Okay.
Hey, Sheriff, it was a pleasure having you on the show.
Thank you. Come down and call me anytime.
Okay.
Sheriff Joe Arpaio,
right.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
All right.
Bye-bye. Yeah, that's what I'm going to do the next time I go out to Scottsdale. I'm going to say, you know what would be great fun? Let's go to that place that's 140 degrees and they don't give you anything to eat.
Wow.
They actually have on the FAQs on his website, the frequently asked questions, it suggests business casual attire if you visit Tent City.
He actually has a website now that where you can see people getting booked. Where they've got another, I forgot what the name of it is, but that you can actually see people getting booked down there.
And they take away all the mustard.
You don't want to get in trouble in his county.
No condiments.
Do you know, I mean, that thing on 60 Minutes was years ago.
Yeah, but I remember
And he's faded from the spotlight, and now he's still going strong. He's
still
just
there.
Badass as ever.
Five terms.
Wow.
So he's going on MSNBC next, right, to promote the exact same thing?
He had 20 minutes available this afternoon. That's it.
I didn't even know that Paris Hilton, that they were already starting to waffle on her jail sentence.
Because of crowding.
I happen to know, though, with the petition, the online petition, mm-hmm. the one that says Free Paris
right.
has 25,000 signatures. The one that says Jail Paris has 60,000.
Yay.
So go figure, kids.
I love her. Of course, the idea of her in pink underwear is not an unappealing idea to me. You know,
Mike, you
pink
know her.
Pink boxers.
She's a precious little flower,
I know
Paris.
She is. Mm-hmm. 140 degrees. 140 degrees, sleep that well.
It'd be the best simple life ever. Yeah. I mean, really, the best simple life ever.
What's great is her catchphrase from The Simple Life would do good in 10 cities.
That's hot.
That's hot.
That's hot.
Paris.
All right, thank you, Sheriff Joe. Got a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.